The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
If you've gone for a walk on a Sunday morning, chances are you've seen little metal canisters on the ground. They usually belong in cafes, used to create whipped cream for our pancakes and used by doctors and dentists as a pain relief tool. But nitrous oxide or NANGs have become a party pastime to get a quick high. And WA now has the title of NANG Capital of Australia. But they can be dangerous, and it's led to the state government cracking down on the sale of NANGs to under 16s. Joining me now to explain what the risks are, a director of the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University, Professor Simon Lenton. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
And so let's just start with the obvious question. For people who don't know, what are NANGs?
So NANGs are little canisters of nitrous oxide that are used in catering to whipped cream in canisters. They have been used, nitrous oxide has been used recreationally for, you know, in hundreds of years, really. They've been a part of drug use in Australia and internationally for a long time. People get a bit of a high from it, feeling silly and laughy and that kind of thing. And generally, their history of use has been that at low levels of use, they've been associated with, been seen as being relatively harmless. One of the things that we've noticed since about 2019 is that we've seen increases in starting to see presentations of people who have been using them a lot and over a long period of time, and those people have been presenting at emergency departments with serious neurological damage as associated with the depletion of vitamin B12, which strips the lining off nerves. And so while this drug has historically been seen as pretty harmless, we now know that when it's used heavily and over long periods of time, it can have significant and irreversible, major health problems.
Mm. It sounds quite serious now with this new information coming in about their use. And so this new report, which you helped compile, shows that 70% of young drug users in Perth have used NANGs at some point to get high. What else did the report find?
What we've seen since COVID is that, you know, there's been interruption in drug supply internationally with border closures and so on. And what we see when that happens is people go to other things that are more available locally. And I guess NANGs have been one of those things. The issue is really that, NANG use is potentially a harmful thing, and people need to be aware of that. So really what needs to happen is that there needs to be education of, users, and most people who use this are sort of under the age of 25, that while they might think it's harmless, actually there can be significant health problems. We need to be educating general practitioners and other healthcare providers that there can be problems associated with use of this drug, and people need to pick that up early. And finally, we need to have reasonable measures that limit supply for recreational use, but still allow the product to be used in the catering industry without being hindered. And the recommendations that have been put forward by the state government, I think, get it pretty right in terms of those kind of things.
Mm. And so how does the use in Western Australia compare to what we're seeing in other jurisdictions around Australia?
Well, any use in the last 6 months has been higher here compared to lots of other places, but the number of days of use isn't significantly higher. So, the report suggests that, more people have tried it or used it occasionally, but it's not suggesting that people are using it more regularly in Perth than they are in other, in the samples that we access in Perth compared to other capital cities around Australia.
Mm. And currently, how easy are they for under 16s to buy?
Well, at the moment there's not an age restriction on access, and that's one of the things that's being addressed by the measures that have been taken by the McGowan government, which I think is a good thing.
Fantastic. And so what do you think the legislation will do? Will it just absolutely rub out the use of NANGs, or is the reality the kids are going to get hold of them one way or another?
Well, no sort of intervention absolutely rules out drug use entirely. So there needs to be a number of strategies, and that's what I think is being got right with these interventions. Three things, things to limit access, which is what's being talked about today, education of young people and their parents and so on about the fact that, the use of this drug can be particularly harmful, and secondly, you know, useful and accurate information for healthcare providers to pick up problems early and refer people into treatment.
Mm. And it seems, talking to you, that like when there's nothing else available, kids have turned to NANGs. If NANGs are taking away, what do you think they turn to next?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a cat and mouse game, isn't it? Mm. I mean, you squeeze the balloon in one place and things go elsewhere. I mean, what we know is that availability is a key driver of use. That's with legal substances as well as illegal substances. And, you know, it's about getting the balance right. And I think that these kind of measures to reduce access, particularly to young people, you know, treat this in an appropriate way.
Mm. I think that's pretty good advice indeed. Director of the National Drug Research Institute, Professor Simon Lenton, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
You're welcome, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.